And this is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. This is our weekly visit with Mary Morgan to discuss what is happening in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and some of the ways you can become more civically engaged. Mary is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, and this is our first get-together of 2018. A Happy New Year to you, Mary.
Happy New Year to you, David Fair. How are you?
I am excellent. I hope you had great holidays, enjoyed the New Year celebration, and are ready for what is going to be a vibrant 2018.
Excellent. Vibrant is a good adjective to use.
Speaking of which, Ann Arbor City Council will hold its first meeting of 2018 tonight. It is one of many things that there are opportunities to participate in, engage in, or at least be aware of this week. What do you know about what's on tonight's agenda?
Well, calling it a vibrant meeting is, they're going to have a lot to live up to with that.
Light agenda, I take it.
Yeah, it's a fairly light agenda. One of the issues that I think is significant, there's the final reading and public hearing for a new chapter in the city code that will talk about how to remove council members in case they violate the law or they violate council ethics rules, et cetera. So
is this targeted at someone in particular?
Well, that is certainly that's a question to ask, right? I haven't confirmed that that's true, but
there's certainly scuttlebutt to that effect. But nonetheless,
absolutely.
I'm very hesitant to go on record without getting confirmation from a variety of sources.
Well, yes, obviously. Anytime something like this comes forward, you have to ask, why now? Is there something that's precipitated this? But, I think a lot of public bodies do have procedures laid out for this kind of thing. And I just hope that we never have to pull the trigger on it.
Exactly right. Now, council will also hold a working session later in the week, a rather unusual time, Friday morning at 11. Is there a reason for the different time?
My guess is that it's the availability of the DTE representatives. I'm not sure. It is a strange time. Usually those work sessions are also held on Monday nights. But this one is intriguing to me. I don't have a lot of information about it. But DTE is planning to make a presentation on something they call the Southern Power Project. So fingers crossed that it's something about new substations that will improve the reliability of our electric service here in Ann Arbor.
Something to hope for, that is for certain. 2018, Mary, is a midterm election year, and given the political turmoil of the past year, many anticipate we're actually going to see voters turn out in greater numbers this time around. As such, many folks are looking for ways to get involved to make sure that happens. The League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area are offering some training to that end, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that it's great they're getting ahead of the game. You know, the league was re-energized in 2016 after the national election. And I think they're trying to, keep up that momentum. They do have a focus this year on voter registration and then turning out the vote and helping educate voters. So the sessions, the first one will be tomorrow, actually, on January 9th. At 7:30 at the District Library's Westgate Branch. There's a sign-up sheet that is available online at the League's website. So I think that that's a great opportunity.
I would wonder, I have no idea what it takes to be someone who can officially, in some sort of official capacity, get people to register to vote. Is this more of a canvasser going door-to-door, getting people to sign up to register, or identifying areas in which there are a great number of people that are not registered?
I don't know that the processing aspect to it. I think that their main goal is to give people sort of an outline of the requirements, things like you have to be a U.S. citizen, you have to be 18 years old by election day, et cetera, and just to make sure that people are aware of some of the issues that you need to know when you're talking to voters to register them. It's a fairly straightforward process, and people can go online, .gov/vote to see an actual application. It's not a very long process. It's pretty easy.
Right.
I think that they're just trying to go over the process so that people feel comfortable. ask people to register.
Once again, the first training session is Tuesday night, beginning at 7:30 at the Ann Arbor District Library's Westgate Branch. This is Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative for our weekly get-together to discuss your engagement opportunities. On Wednesday evening, Mary, the conversation on policing and community relations in Ann Arbor continues. What will the Ann Arbor Human Rights Commission be considering this week?
Well, the agenda hasn't yet been posted online, so I don't know specific agenda items, but I guarantee that one of the issues will be recommendations from consultants regarding police community relations. I know that there are activists from Transforming Justice Washtenaw. That's a group that's planning to attend the meeting, and they're lobbying the commission to support a community policing review board. There is a recommendation for something called a co-produced policing committee, which is essentially a policy board. And I think that the activists that are planning to attend the meeting this week will be advocating for something with a little more teeth.
There are still a lot of raw nerves in the city of Ann Arbor stemming from the Oral Rosser situation. And while there have been great efforts on the part of the police department and city officials to improve these community relations, not everybody believes enough has been done. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and what a community policing review board might actually look like and what kind of power they could be granted.
Yeah, and this is one of the commissions, the advisory commissions, that is not typically videotaped and available on CTN. And I think at this point, I really wish that CTN could figure out a way to do that, because I think it's an important community issue. And right now, the only way to see the proceedings is to actually show up at City Hall this Wednesday at 7 p.m. and watch what happens.
Well, on a lighter note, and one of the cooler things that's happening this week is scheduled for Thursday, and it's our opportunity to not only learn the latest on electric vehicles, but I believe we'll be able to check out some of those electric vehicles up close and in person.
Yeah, this is the first of a monthly sustainability forum that the City of Ann Arbor puts on, focused on electric vehicles. The panel starts at 7 at the downtown library, but there's also going to be a display of public vehicles from 5 to 7 at the parking lot right next to the downtown library. And there'll be, I think there'll be cars, but also electric bicycles, I believe, and scooters. So it'll be
right up your alley.
Right up my alley. That's right. I'm a scooter rider, although I'm a gas-powered scooter rider at this point. But I think it's a good opportunity. They have a pretty good set of panelists this time, and I think those forums are always interesting, and you learn something every time you go.
And of course, making it even a more local event, they may very well be discussing some of the electric vehicle parking and charging stations in Ann Arbor and the city's Drive Electric Ann Arbor partnership as well. Correct?
That's right. You know, the city has over 20 charging stations throughout its parking system. Right now, there's no charge for people to use those. So I think that is something that they're doing to try to encourage people to switch to electric vehicles. I don't know if there's any plans for additional stations, but I'm sure that will be something that will be touched on during the session.
Well, as you mentioned, Mary Morgan, you ride a gas-powered scooter, and certainly while better than a big gas-sucking SUV, might you make the switch to electric at some point down the line?
I am going to ride my scooter until
it dies.
Collapses from exhaustion. Yeah. So I hope I don't have to make that switch soon, but I sure would consider it at that point when I have to get a new one, yeah.
Well, Mary, thank you very much. Again, I wish you a happy new year. I look forward to our conversations throughout all of 2018.
Likewise. Thank you. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, and she is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters each Monday. You can check out what Mary is up to and sign up for the Civ City newsletter at civcity.org. For links on all of the topics we've discussed today, you can visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.